And good morning. Welcome to the morning interview. It's 18 minutes after the hour. We're listening to KCAW on Raven Radio here in Sitka. I have with me Elena Gustafson. She's the Youth Development Specialist with Sitkins Against Family Violence. Welcome, Elena.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Elena is, tell us a little bit about what you have going on.
Yeah, well, I wanted to come into the studio today just to share with the community a little bit of what we're working on in the schools this month. I'm traveling around to second through fifth grade classrooms this month and visited kindergarten and first grade in October to do safety presentations, which is something SAFE has done for many years as a way to get kids thinking about personal safety, help set boundaries, kind of empower them to be able to do that and do some safety planning, partly as a way to try to prevent child abuse.
So you're going to be working with these students, and you have some quite a bit of experience, I understand, working with youth in the past.
I do. I have a background in outdoor leadership and environmental education, but if you had told me a few years ago before I joined SAFE that I would be talking about healthy relationships and secret safety and things like that, I probably would have laughed. This was quite a shift in the topic that I was teaching, but I'm very happy to be doing it. I think it's very important.
So you're headed off in just a short period of time to go work with at the Keat School,
yeah,
the second graders.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what will you be covering with them today?
So safety plans safety presentations cover sort of the same topics through all the grade levels, just adjusting a little bit for developmental stages. So for second grade, we start off by talking about secret safety, that there are some safe secrets to keep and some unsafe secrets to keep, and that if they're ever given an unsafe secret, one that's about somebody getting hurt or that makes them feel scared or uncomfortable, to go tell an adult that they trust. Then we get into safe versus unsafe touches, what that entails, and talk about private parts as well, and that touching secrets are never safe, and we end all of our lessons with safety planning. So getting kids to think about who are the safe adults in their life that they could go talk to if they ever had a personal safety problem, and where are the safe places they could go if they ever needed.
So this is your plan for the second graders,
mm-hmm,
and how would that be different? You're teaching some older kids as well.
How
would you modify that, or would you modify that for, say, someone who's in fifth grade?
Yeah, once we start getting into fourth and fifth grade, we talk more directly about different types of abuse, so kids can be educated about that. And we start talking as well about, you know, the difficulties that somebody might have in asking for help, and that often kids go first to their friends as opposed to adults to ask for help. So what would they do if their friend came to them and said, "I'm being hurt, but don't tell anybody"?
Mm-hmm.
And trying to talk through, you know, how to be a supportive friend, and that's still an unsafe secret to keep, and continue to emphasize safe adults to go talk to if they or a friend have any of these issues.
So I certainly understand how kids want to go to their peers first.
Mm-hmm.
Something you're also trying to do right now with this training is involve parents to a degree. Is that correct?
Right. We know that even though these lessons happen in each grade level, so by fifth grade, kids have gotten a version of this lesson six times, we know that one time a year in the schools is not enough for these conversations. These have to be continued at home by their family, by friends of their family, other adults in their life. So we're sending home packets of information to all parents. They'll have a tip sheet on how to talk to kids about these issues, kind of cover what we talked about in the lesson, and then also has a safety plan for the different age levels that helps kids think with their families, continue to think about safe adults, safe places to go to, and talk about them with their families so that there is a family plan on safety, and that conversation continues.
So you'll be speaking with a number of students today and presumably then handing packets out to kids to take home,
yep,
maybe. But second through fifth graders, they might not always get that information home?
Exactly.
Are there other ways to access that information?
Yeah. Anybody can call SAFE 747-3370 to ask for copies of this information. We also have it all available on our Facebook, and one of our Facebook albums has copies of the different safety plans that we send home with the different age levels, and the tip sheets will be on there as well today. And I really encourage community members, if you don't have kids who are in second through fifth grade, or kindergarten through fifth grade, any age level, preschool even, these are still important conversations to have with the youth in your life. Make sure that your friends' kids know that you're a safe adult that they can go talk to. It's really important that kids have that, have trusted adults, and feel like they're heard if they bring an issue to them.
I'm interested in the safety plan. We have a couple more minutes here, just in what that might look like and what that how a child and an adult might work together on that safety plan.
Yeah. Well, for our younger grades, what it looks like, part of it at least will be kind of the outline of a hand. When each finger, you're filling in a safe adult. So you know that you have a handful of people that can help you out if you need. And it changes a little bit with grade levels, but that's the key part that's in all of them is brainstorming those safe adults.
And how do you help kids? I imagine there are some kids who aren't able to come up with five. Is that something that you're available to do to help them try to identify other people?
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about in class a lot of different options. And actually, with a safety plan that's sent home, two of the fingers are already identified. Uh-huh. One with their school teacher, making sure they know that any person at the school is a safe person to talk to and has training on how to help kids. Mm-hmm. And then on the other finger, we usually include the principal or the counselor as well as somebody they can go talk to.
Great. Sounds like a great plan. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Both for you personally working with the students and parents, and then, of course, the greater mission of what SAFE does here in the community and in the region. We've been talking to Elena Gustafson. She's the Youth Development Specialist with Sitkins Against Family Violence. And again, you can reach her if you have any questions about the school safety program or anything like that at 747-3370 or look them up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.